Lisa Lampkins is the Wisconsin Advocacy Director for AARP. She says the cost of living adjustment is based on inflation, and that's been negative.
Healthcare prices are rising much faster than inflation. People who are on Medicare spend approximately 30% of their income on out-of-pocket healthcare costs. So as those costs continue to rise, it takes a bigger and bigger bite out of people's pocketbooks.
Audra Martini agrees. She's a supervisor with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Western Wisconsin.
Some of the specific plans within the medication area that we've been working in, I mean, they change. The co-pays go up. When it changed to Medicare D, they had a change also, and we used to have a cap on the amount that people paid for prescriptions if they were low income, and they no longer have that, so they all pay a co-pay per drug.
Martini says senior care may help keep costs down for some Wisconsin seniors who can avoid paying more for prescription drugs. Noreen Karoski is director of the La Crosse County Aging Unit. She adds elderly homeowners on a fixed income may feel the pinch more than others in light of rising expenses.
Fuel cost, heating cost, all of the things that it, you know, requires that you pay when you own a house, you're talking a chunk of money out of someone's lowered income.
More than 1 million people receive Social Security benefits statewide, according to the Social Security Administration. This is the first time benefits will not go up since automatic increases were adopted in 1975. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.